I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Start this fucking podcast.
I've started referring to you as John Bernard Ramsey.
Why is that?
Like John Bonet Ramsey, the young girl that was murdered.
Okay. any national parks around?
Want to murder you?
Hey, what about Bluey Nielsen getting up and getting into it with the stand-up? I fucking love it. Absolutely unbelievable.
Fucking, you guys are very kind.
Welcome to the Cancer Now podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen, and this is John Bernard Kruse. G'day, gentlemen. How you doing?
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers. Live studio audience, how you doing? This is episode number 50. Yeah, well done. We actually...
Half century.
We didn't think we were going to do it. We really didn't think we were going to do it, Blue.
I did. why the fuck didn't you think we were going to do it, cunt? I'm really invested in this. Well, fuck?
we had 3 weeks to pump out about 6 episodes, and then we had to actually do work.
We fucked the maths up. We were looking like this was going to land on episode fucking 46.
It was. But we were going to play it off like episode 50 because I feel like that was what the people wanted.
It would have been pretty gay if we didn't.
Say gay too much in these things.
Yeah, you got to be careful, mate.
Stop being fucking gay, the Perrys.
Yes, I worry that it's going to end badly for you. I worry that people are going to stop using your scaffolding business because you're a homophobe.
There's never been a homophobic scaffolder
before.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, I feel like gay's been coming back, though.
Gay's old
news. I'm fucking bringing it back.
If you're gay, that is not enough. You need to be fucking...
The term gay.
Like saying, mate, don't do that, that's gay.
Remember when you were in school, you'd be like, everything was gay. Like, you're gay, he's gay, you cunts are gay, this is fucking gay.
Like, I thought you meant, like, gay people aren't good enough. I will go into bat for those
people. No. Gays are sweet.
We were talking about this the other day. We were talking about gay marriage. Because there's a dude, I don't know if you know Matt Walsh. Mm-hmm. He's a
Daily Wire.
Daily Wire commentator, a right-wing commentator.
He did What Is a Woman? The What Is a Woman documentary?
It's a really good doco when basically he goes into medical practices and people with sort of a bit of clout in, you know, whether it's a university or whatever. And he asks, what is a woman? And they have to come back and answer that question. And the answer often is, well, it's someone who identifies as a woman. Then he goes, well, what is a woman? And they go, well, this interview's over. That's
it.
Get
the fuck out of my office.
And it was great. And Bluey shares it. Blue shares it on his Instagram, and he said, what a great podcast. And then I listened to the rest of it, and so did Blue. And for the next hour and a half, he argued with Joe Rogan why gay people shouldn't get married.
Yeah.
And Bluey's just copping all these messages from people going, you're a piece of shit.
I went off early because the first half of the Rogan episode was, like, really good. Like, it was fun. He was talking about transgenderism and all that stuff. And like
all that good fun shit.
All that fun stuff and all the flawed logic.
Big call.
There's a bit of flawed logic.
Hey, shout out to the they, thems in the crowd. How you doing?
And the they, thems. I don't know if there's too many on Patreon. I'm not sure. But and then, I shared it. And then halfway, I hadn't listened to the full episode. And he started doing a bit of Bible bashing and saying he didn't like the gays. I was like, oh, fuck.
Maybe I shouldn't have shared that. I've gotten trouble from the Bible bashers before. It's funny because they all like, they love the Muslim joke and all this type of stuff. Sorry, I didn't mean to look at you when I said Muslim. But
That's all right, mate.
They love the Muslim joke, but then you talk shit about God and you talk shit about the Bible. And it's like, no, man, you should know your place and all that type of stuff. It's funny when the Bible bashers come a-bashing. We had actually quite a few Bible bashers near our joint. Claire, what are they called? The fucking... the Jehovah's Witnesses, thank you, Claire.
So you're getting bashed from both ends. You're getting bashed from the Bible bashers, and then you got the feminists and the
Quran bashers. And the Quran bashers are a lot louder. I will say that. It's not good. To be honest, it's nothing in comparison to the feminists, because the feminists, and particularly young feminists, they fucking really hate me. Like, I don't know if you saw this. There was a that we're doing a show in Maitland for Swiss 8, which is a group that looks after veterans when they come back from being in the forces. They help them out with, like, programs for food and training and that type of stuff to give them structure. And I think that's what a lot of veterans miss out on, like, when they come back from overseas, is this structure, particularly, you know, let's say, for example, you leave school, you've been in this structure your whole life, then you go into the army for 10 years, you've had that structure for another 10 years, all of a sudden you've had 35 years of structure and you just wake up one day and there's nothing to do and you start with all this head noise and that type of stuff. This is where Swiss 8 does some good shit. So, Butzman, bloody ambassador to Swiss 8, what a great guy, good on me.
Get off your own dick.
So Frenchie and I, shout out to the Frenchman, we're doing a show in Maitland at this joint, and it's called the Junkyard. And so all these young ladies jump on the Junkyard's post, and it's just a normal like comedy poster, and they all jump on the post, and they're pretty upset, to be honest. A lady of the last name, EH, I'll give her initials, she goes, "Surely not."
Name and shame these cunts.
Nah, and then Jacinta goes... Jacinta comes in, her last name's Black. What a terrible last name, Jacinta. She goes, "Please take one look at Isaac Butterfield's work," in quotation marks, "and reconsider. This is so shitty." Someone else with the last name of Booth said, "I've never been so grossed out." By the way, all of these chicks in their profile pictures are just photos of their asses. So obviously their opinion matters.
Was her surname Black? Is that what you'd say when you see, like, Black? Well,
pretty sad to see my favourite pub supporting such filth. Unfortunately, my mates and I won't be supporting this venue anymore. And thankfully, two dudes jumped in and goes, basically just said, "Did we ask?" Which is the greatest.
Very true.
That's the best comeback. Like, no one asked. Like, that is the most childish and great comeback. There was another dude that you knew, Bluey, who came in and saved the day. What was his? Liam Higgins.
Here you go. Shout out Liam Higgins.
Liam Higgins. He goes, "I wasn't talking to you, but thanks for the novel anyway. I couldn't care less." I'm sure everyone will miss your attendance. But there's something about chicks that take photos of their assholes that they just don't like me. I don't know.
I was going to say either that or over under on if they have blue hair or not. You know,
There is a lot with blue, but I don't understand it. It's like, I know they call me old. I know they call me like a pig and all this type of shit.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
You are a pig.
Fuck, you're getting up there.
I am definitely a pig. Like, ask Claire. She knows I'm a pig. But you're not old. I'm not old. Thank you.
You just look old as fuck.
Oh man, it's a harsh wind out where I live. Let me tell you that. It is. Under this beard, like, Claire's never seen me without a beard, ever. Like, we've been together for going up on, what, eight years almost.
I don't think I've ever seen you without a beard. That'd be fucking weird.
I know. Imagine me without a beard. It is gross.
It's an awful look. Your dad cry.
When Claire gets one look at you clean shaven and goes, "Nah, fuck this. I'm out."
Fuck this. Takes the dogs and bales.
That should have been in the prenup. You can't leave.
Yeah.
You got to wait until the 5 o'clock shadow comes back before you can divorce me.
The beard was on the papers.
Ah, fuck. But who the fuck asked you, cunt? No, sorry, go on. So you did 10 years in the military? Yeah, I noticed. Yes, so you did 10 years in the military?
Just so you know, too, this will sound good on the podcast because you've got no microphone.
Yeah,
so
no, it'll be great.
Go on.
No, don't give me
there's a Q&A at the end. There's a Q&A at the end. He's still going.
I don't care how many Iraqis you fucking tortured. I'm not giving you a microphone. 10 years or not, afterwards, you don't shave for 10 years, you come in, you can
shave, and then after the day that you shave, you look like you've literally just slid out of where you come from. Shout out to our mum's pussies too. Yeah. That's fucking shout out to all our mum's pussies. That's fucking she already is, mate. She's mama. Trust me, mate. She ain't stoked about this.
It's actually a bit too true. Carruz, what's happening with you, mate? You've just been in court.
Yes, just.
Congratulations.
Got out of court.
Straight out of Bankstown.
Not giving me the best rap with the only ethnic upstage. Just straight out of court. Straight out of the Downing Centre. Oh. Yeah, we had a bit of fun with it. Like, I knew I had to go in on a certain date. And
What for?
Look, it's the serious crime of breaking the COVID restrictions, being outside with more than two people, and leaving your 5 kilometre radius.
You fucking fuck. Terrorist.
You sick
look,
fuck.
People like me shouldn't be within society.
Anymore. I know. It's been gathering in twos. Fuck, what's next?
But yeah, they did try to get me for incitement.
This bloke will put an AK-47 on you. Jesus Christ.
That sounds him. It's probably tortured, son. Yeah. I just can't grow a beard. No, that's a shame. Yeah, sorry.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, exactly right. I already get stopped at customs. No. But yeah, I had to attend court, and we got a decent result. I mean, I still got found guilty of incitement.
You did,
for being at the first lockdown protest. But the judge was kind enough to give me a 2-year good behaviour, which is great. So no criminal conviction, but I'm still appealing the bastard.
Fuck
yeah, as you should. And yeah, fucking oath. Yeah.
Fuck the system.
And so, for those of you who didn't see the episode with John, or not familiar with his work, he's very good, you should follow him, but he basically was the guy predicting the COVID numbers. Do we all remember that? So every day prior to Gladys Berry Bluegeons, she would come out.
Nailed it.
Before she came out every day, the day before, John would get up on Instagram and say how many COVID numbers would be out the next day. And every single day, she nailed it. Gabe, ladies and gentlemen, well done. And people were... no, he doesn't deserve that.
$1,600 a week.
$1,600 a week. Jesus fucking Christ. That was an outrage. $600 a week.
Get onto that.
Holding the podcast hostage.
Can you believe that? Yeah. We nearly had to cancel this show. We had to put this... This is a telethon tonight just to pay for that fucking little shit up the back. Mate, I'm fucking over his shit. But yeah, So you basically... You embarrass the government.
A little bit.
Yeah. Sort of, you are our Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
You are someone who's embarrassed the government so much that they want to basically just punish you.
Yeah, same with New South Wales Police. I mean, there's been instances where they've been dropping the charges for some people and saying it's not in the public interest. And then there's more recently, there was a short-haired woman that bike...
What colour? What colour was the hair?
I think there was some streaks of pink in there.
Yeah, fucking
but
was.
She bike locked herself to her steering wheel on the Harbour Bridge. I don't know if anyone recalls
this.
No,
good move.
For climate change. Mm. And she got off scot-free. And that was a protest because she said that she's suffering some mental illness from the climate.
I agree with half of that statement.
So, you know, if I had gone into court with a better lawyer and said, listen... I'm going to neck myself if we don't do anything about climate change. Yeah. I probably would have got off.
Do you think that does instill fear into people, the climate? Like, because I don't necessarily think these young people believe that the climate's going to, like, hurt them. Like, it's not going to come for you. It's not going to turn up out front of your door one
You
day.
Are driving a Ford Raptor too. You're not exactly fine.
Do we know about the Ford Raptor? I honestly think, like, I agree that we should be trying to, you know, reduce emissions and all that shit. But also, fuck it. Like, fuck it. I'm so over it.
Well, how much does Australia make up of
fuck all. There's like 15 people here and we all live on the coast and it just probably goes in the ocean. Who cares? And it kills what? Sharks? Fuck them. They try to eat people.
I'd rather her go to...
You pretty much nailed it there,
bro. Go to China.
Go to China.
And bike lock yourself on the Harbour Bridge.
Talk to those cunts that make this stupid merch that I'm wearing. Ten of them died making this shirt. You should buy one.
But yeah, on your episode, we talked about, you know, what are you going to do going into court? And we made a bit of content on the day, made some fun out of it. I have a twin brother, and the media was out the front taking photos of us and getting us for the 6 o'clock news, and I sent him in with my lawyer. And all the papers and all the news outlets had Nicholas, my brother, front and center, like this criminal. So we could have a defamation suit on our hands.
You could. I saw all that, and I like the way that you fuck with them. Is that the best way to fuck with the media? Like, could you? They want the soundbite, but could you just like say cunt like 40 times in a row, and that's all they get?
I could. I mean, they didn't use what I did when I came out of court. Obviously, I maybe went a bit long-winded. I just said, as the People's Premier, this would never happen under my leadership. And I want to apologise to the good taxpayers of New South Wales for wasting their time and money. I just said something like that. Because it's true, it was a massive waste of time.
So, okay, let's have a think. Like, I mean, for an entire courtroom, how many people are in there? How many government officials or people like public servants are in there?
Yeah, we had the judge up top. We have to bow to her every time we walk in. It was a bit demeaning.
That is weird.
Very strange. Yeah, I don't know.
That is gay.
Yeah.
That is so gay.
That is fucking gay.
That is gay.
That's gay as fuck.
Yeah, the lawyers.
That should be your T-shirt. That's gay.
The prosecutors over there, there's one or two of them. And then there's the journos behind them, a couple of them on their laptops just typing.
Yeah.
And then I was just accompanied by my sweet grandmother just for PR. Okay, yeah.
Nice.
But in saying that, even during the trial of it, like I'm sitting there going, how is this a thing? Like, why am I even here?
That's insane.
They got one of the New South Wales policewomen, the woman that charged me, the charging officer, She was flat out Chief Wiggin, but just a female. And she's like, yes, I can identify that man. He was outside. You know what I mean? I was like, is this real? You know?
Yeah. Mate, that is mad that they would have all of these people getting paid good money. What, 70, 80 bucks an hour, 100 bucks an hour, maybe 200 bucks an hour for a judge. I don't know. Any judges here? Probably not. But yeah,
wait, there might be one. Hang on. No judges. Sorry, go on.
I imagine you'd know how much a lawyer is, Big Dick. Yeah, I don't know. I just see that as such a waste. Like, did you ever look over to the prosecution and just go...
Yeah, well, I think my representative just said, like, why don't you just withdraw it? And he goes, and he legitimately said, yeah, I'm just doing what I'm told. Like, you know, so it's, yeah. I think it was New South Wales Police. I might make a little, you know, like a friendly Geordies video explaining it on YouTube, you know, because it's interesting, but massive waste of time. Mm.
No doubt. And Bluey, have you done anything interesting or just scaffold?
Just scaffold, mate, yeah. This is about as good as it gets for me.
Your beautiful partner, Jessie, is here tonight. Shout out, Jessie. She does exist.
I had to tip her up about the brothel joke. I didn't actually go to a brothel, but I'm going to say that I did.
But I think that makes you look guiltier. Hey, I didn't go to that brothel that I was talking about.
I just know about all the rules and regulations of the brothel. Never been there.
I know the price list. I've got a membership number. That's all just for the joke.
Shut the fuck up. Love you, baby.
Shout out, babe.
2 hour minimum.
Is this racist?
There we go. I'm going to hazard a guess and say probably, but go on.
I hate films that aren't in English. And I can't deal with
subtitles.
I can't deal with subtitles, or dubbing is worse.
Is that because you can't read?
No, I can read. I'm pretty at like an eighth grade level. We were watching last night, Claire and I, All Quiet on the Western Front. 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. But because it's dubbed and the English voice is just not quite in line with the German voice that it was originally done in, I'm like, fuck this, I can't. Like, this is more painful than being in the trenches in World War One. I cannot.
Those diggers don't know shit.
Those, like, oh, Gallipoli. Like yeah. Try dealing with that. I cannot. Like, is that racist?
No. I mean, I watched Squid Game and I thought the same thing. Because the Korean was, again, much slower to seeing. But, I mean, I was just enjoying the gambling side of things of it.
Yeah, yeah. I cannot do dubbing. It's one of my many downfalls, Blue. But I think that it's nice to see that other countries are having a go. But I think English should be the universal language, without a doubt.
How would you go about enforcing that, do you reckon?
I think a mass genocide is the only...
I mean, it's the only logical...
Like, that's what I do. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a politician, so... John, what would you do?
I mean, I probably won't go as far as say mass genocide, but I mean, I do enjoy the English language. Yeah. Yes.
I think we can all agree English is a pretty fucking sweet language.
So, Bluey, how did you go writing your stand-up for tonight? I know Jesse said you've been very nervous. You've been freaking out, pacing around the house all day, but you nailed it.
Oh, that's generous. No, you did.
You did a great job.
It's hard to know what to write about. Because Isaac said to me ages ago, he's like, I was like, what the fuck do I even... He said, just write what you think's funny. And all I kept coming up with was fucking brothels, drugs, pedophiles. I was like, oh, well, does that say about me? Like, I'm concerned.
It says you're a white man who's 30. That's exactly how my mind works.
Pretty much that's what's funny. But yeah, no, it's fucking sick. I'm pumped. This is like, I was so excited for today. And like... Because of you guys too, like to be able to do this fucking rule. So yeah, I know we already said it, but fucking
and in
Patreon
a friendly crowd, like everyone in here is a Patreon member, and I know a few people. Benny, and shout out to Benny for Benny's been open.
Fuck
for,
yeah, Benny.
He's been opening for me on the road, and he's been amazing. And he doesn't really deserve that much, but yeah, he.
That was overkill. Whoever did that.
Yeah. That was a Dixon move for sure. He's beautiful, but he. I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, you talked about we haven't been making docos with the Patreon money.
We were at the back. He was filthy when
I was
he made
like,
that joke.
Like, I was pretty upset. Like, I don't want to like include you in the mass genocide, but you're close.
Yeah. You are white, but you're getting killed now.
But I tell you what, Bluey and I worked on something yesterday. We were in the gym filming videos, weren't we?
Yeah, it was fucking...
So there's a new series coming out. Hey. There's a new series coming out. It's
Patreon exclusive, guys.
Patreon
no one
exclusive.
Else knows this
it's called Average Man Fitness, and it's basically trying to get blokes into the gym. So rather than blokes sitting at home with a dad bod and that type of stuff, we
and
want
girls.
Dad bods that are strong and chicks with big clits. You can come too. Like, it's on.
You're a runner, aren't you? You like to get a run.
I like to run. Yeah. I like to run. I
tell you what, he can fucking lift weight too, the cunt.
I'm huge.
I thought you were just a big fucking cat. And we got in the gym, I was like, fucking hell, you can...
What about the chin-ups? Mate, they nearly had to kick me out. I was doing so
many chin-ups. It was scary.
I was fucking jacked.
You big cunt.
But no, it was good. And so we're going to like just try and... Rather than me trying to make money off this series, which I know I'm a capitalist pig and I don't care about any of you. I just want what's in your wallet. But what I want to do with it, John, is I want to provide... Because I was talking to my mate who's about... He's about 140 kilos and he's just lost 40 kilos, right? He's on this diet and he's doing really, really well. And he said to me, mate, I don't know where to go from this point. I want to get into the gym, but where do you start?
Probably Staples is the next...
No, he's already got the stomach Staples. Okay, sorry. You fucking bastard. Yeah,
okay, no, John, this is serious.
This is serious. I'm breaking...
Don't be a fuckwit, mate.
Okay. I'm breaking... Something go.
And I'm talking about fat people here, please.
Yeah, this is serious business. These are disabled people. And I... Fat is disabled, isn't it?
I don't think so, no.
Uncapable.
Fat is a disability. Mm.
I don't think it is.
No, I was working on a video the other day, right? Today, I recorded it today. It's going to go out next week. And the lady was an obese lady, and she referred to skinny people as straight-sized people. Have you seen that?
I have. There was... Who's the woman that did Light and Easy? Do you remember the big girl that did Light and Easy?
It wasn't Lizzo.
I'll Love It was on Kath and Kim.
Yes.
Tanya Zabansky.
Yes. Yeah. She's come out and said now it's scientifically proven
that you can be
born fat.
Yeah.
Remember Jared from Subway?
She did. She has been going on a rampage. Like and her little thumbs are like this little piggy is making its way home. She is on fire. She also tweeted that it's... she's got a perfect heart. It's very like clean and healthy and all this type of stuff. And
congrats.
She's more not worried about obesity. She's more worried about chronic illnesses that people are having. But if you go through the top 10 chronic illnesses in Australia, six of them are all leading causes of obesity. So I don't think we should listen to fucking
Magda Szubanski
about health.
I don't either. And I won't believe it until I see the blood work, you know. Come with receipts, love.
Yeah.
on the subject of weight loss journeys, remember Jared from Subway?
Now, that's a man you can set your watch to.
And he lost all that weight and then he ended up being a pedophile. Do you remember that? That was good.
He's the Brett Finch of sandwiches. He's a... Sorry, sandwich artist.
Yeah.
But yeah, where I was going before...
The next step for your mate that's lost 40 kilos.
So he went to his doctor and his doctor said... here's a gym workout you can go to. It's do you know V Shred on YouTube?
I've seen him, yeah.
He goes, check out V Shred and buy his program. And I know a little bit about like the gym culture on YouTube, and people just fucking rag on this dude nonstop. And he's a bit of a fucking like you
was
know.
He, was he would you keto? Say was he the keto?
Nah, no. He's just like, oh, if you do 36 fucking six pack ab workouts, you'll be skinny. Anyway, so I said to him, wouldn't it be good to have a program where you could just go to a website, download the program. For free, you don't have to pay for anything. Proper fucking exercise physiologist has worked on it. There's been a dietitian that's going to do all that type of stuff. So what's going to happen with Average Man is we're going to make videos. We're going to have certain celebrities. I'd love to have you on.
I'd love to be on. I'm not a celebrity, but I'll take it. Thank you.
I'd like to have certain wogs on.
we've got
diversity, baby.
We've got quotas to fill, John. Quotas.
You're going to be on the trans episode. Yes. Is that all right?
I'll do gay and ethnic in one.
Gay, ethnic, and basically you're going to go to averageman.com and you're going to have all of that for free. So that is what we're doing. And Louie and I yesterday, we got stuck into it and fuck, it was good fun. Different content and we're talking shit. It's like a podcast inside a gym session. I don't know. I know a lot of young people or even older people, they get a bit nervous about going to the gym and that type of stuff. But we want to change that culture, have people have the confidence to walk in there, lift heavy and stop being fat cunts. That's
get around to applause for no fat cunts.
Try to put shout out to the no fat cunts.
On the subject of fitness, John, I don't know if anyone knows this, John's actually a fucking rugby league player. It was a bee's dick from going to the World Cup with Lebanon at the most recent World Cup. And we were talking just before we got here about some of the coaching staff for Lebanon.
Oh, we did. And we stopped you halfway through.
We stopped you because I said, save this for the podcast because I really want to hear this.
Nah,
but
yeah.
We were talking about...
So can I just say this? We I'm going to say it.
Isaac, ready?
John and I, John Bonet Ramsey, we were trying to tee up.
Sick fuck.
We were trying to tee up. Someone should make a meme of that. Yeah. We're trying to tee up a podcast about 8 weeks ago, whatever it was. And he said, mate, I can't do that date. I might be playing for Lebanon in the World Cup. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
Fucking
shit excuse.
But you're in the team. You did some mic'd up stuff in the game and you copped a bit of flack.
Yeah, no, I trained with the team for a month. They didn't have a lot of hookers and they... I put my hand up. I said, I'll have a crack. So I trained with them for a month. Matt King was a coach, gentleman of a guy. Michael Check is their head coach. Robbie Farrow was assistant coach. I think he was maybe tossing up coming out of retirement, but wasn't very nice to me throughout the whole time I was there for a month. I mean, didn't really give me the time of day. And I was there. Wasn't cracking jokes or anything. I was there serious, having a crack in the wrestle room. I hadn't played in about 3 years, but I was looking fit, looking sharp.
You look great. You're a hot bloke.
I appreciate that, mate. Yeah, you could be bisexual, you know, according to the joke earlier.
That is fucking gay. That's fucked up. We can't post this episode.
The gay episode.
But I did. I went mic'd up for the Lebanon Rugby League game. They had a trial against Italy, and I was lucky enough to get on. I came off the bench, and I didn't do too well. I was carrying thick legs. My legs got really heavy. I played about 40 minutes, but I just put up me mic'd up, making a couple tackles, you know, throwing a couple balls, and just a lot of contact. There was a lot of contact.
It was good contact. Yeah, it was fucking good.
Something different. I was talking shit to the Italy players, you know, pasta tonight, fellas, you know, something like that. And it was a bit of fun.
That's something that Fox Sports does all the time.
They do it all the time. So I thought, I'll throw a spin on it and do it. I probably should have told someone from Lebanon I was going to do it.
anyone from Lebanon?
Just, I did try to tee it up with the media
guys. Just on
guys.
The corner at the kebab shop, by the way.
But again, I didn't put up anything too bad. It was just me, you know, just making tackles and stuff. No plays from the team or anything. And once it's up, it does really well. It got over 800,000 views
online.
It was really good fun.
Awesome.
I get a message from Robbie Farrer, who hasn't really talked to me the whole...
Former Tigers captain.
Yeah, the whole...
And a hooker too. I reckon
New South
he had
Wales captain? Or
did
he no,
I don't
New
think
South
he
Wales.
Captain
he
New South
played.
Wales.
He played for New South Wales. But,
I get a message from him, and he hasn't spoken to me the whole camp, and he goes, yeah, real classy representing the jersey. You're a real funny guy. And then blocks me like a child.
Is it possible...
I didn't even get a right of response.
Is it possible that you didn't read that with the intent that it was meant to be read?
No, I reckon Robbie Farrer's a flog, eh?
No, but he might have just said, hey, that's really funny.
No,
great way to represent the jersey.
Well,
I'm going to get off social media. See you later. Bye.
and he blocked. So I was thinking, yeah, it's funny coming from a bloke. I'm pretty sure when he was in a World Cup team, he covered the Lebanon logo with some electric tape.
Did he?
Didn't have much respect for the jersey then, so... I mean, yeah, I don't think he's my biggest fan. Not that I give a fuck anyway, because a lot of players, especially in the Lebanon team, dislike Robbie Farrer. A lot of people think he's a wanker.
When we edit this episode, Gabe, can we just have electrical tape over John's head right there for the entire fucking bit? That's interesting. Thank you, bro.
Bit childish, I thought.
Childish. $600.
that's $800 a stubby so far. That's he's fucking
quality.
Unbelievable.
Young cunt's on fire. How much do I earn from the podcast? Well, we'll get into a Q&A.
How much do you earn from the podcast? That's an interesting
Do you guys want to know how much I earn from the podcast? I've not been paid a fucking red cent from this podcast in 50 episodes. This is Patreon exclusive.
This isn't exclusive.
When
this is getting posted, isn't it?
Oh, fuck it. We'll just
so it's not exclusive at all?
Well, they're going to hear it first. it's exclusive
it's
right now.
It's pretty exclusive. If you're here right now, you're getting it.
So when we started doing it, Butsy said to me, how much do you want? And I said, I want fucking heat. I want 1,600 a week. Like that. No, I didn't.
And we laughed him out of the room.
He said, how much do you want? And I was like, let's see how it goes and then we'll talk then. And apparently it's going bad, but Gabe's come in and asked for 1,600 a week and got it. So I don't know.
So maybe you deserve more.
No, but I don't. And this is, I don't know. I don't want to get fucking gay in front of everyone. But
get gay.
This is fun. This is not something I want to do for money. This is fun. This is a privilege to do this shit, and I don't want money from it. So I don't get paid.
No,
this is fun.
We came to an agreement that we would pay you
once it starts going good. I'll get paid.
Once we start getting ads, that's the big one. Because at the moment we made
for some reason we're struggling to get ads.
I can't put my finger on it.
Someone keeps saying gay
and queer. You may notice that on Spotify there's now Like sometimes there's an ad on there, and I found in the analytics the other day that it's paid. For some reason, we're getting paid in Scandinavian crowns or something like that.
Whatever it is, give them to me. I want those cunts.
And we made last month on ads, we made, I think it was $48.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go halves. That's almost a carton.
No, we'll go thirds. Gabe's got to get his cut as
well. Well, I think we're in debt. I think we owe Gabe money for that.
Can we? Did everyone listen to the episode where Gabe asked for $1,600 a week for... Because, like, that's not a joke. That cunt asked for $1,600 a week.
I've got the messages.
It's fucking... Butsy rang me. I was paralytic. Like, I'd just woken up from... You know when you wake up and you're still fucking hammered? And Butsy's like, what do I fucking do?
Because I gave Gabe the responsibility of, like, hey, listen, mate, you know, you're a young bloke. You're, like, 20 years old or whatever
he's
you
24.
Are. 24. Jeez.
He looks
young.
He looks like Macaulay Culkin.
You look...
He's begging to be molested, this guy. Oh. He's fucking asking for it.
I'll, what's your last name, Thomas? I'll jailbait Thomas up the back there.
jailbait.
And I was like, I give him a bit of responsibility. I'm like, hey, mate, if you want to choose how much you get paid, like, I think that's an appropriate thing to do at this point. And remember, all you're doing is, you know, editing a podcast, but really for the edit,
he does all your...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Push it too.
Yeah, he does now. So I
Gabe, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
You factored that into the 1600.
The adults are talking. And I was expecting, you know, maybe he wants 52K a year. That's pretty, you know, that's what people want. They want $1,000 a week. That's a pretty standard
number.
You
were thinking he'd work for the same money that the cunts that make your shirts work for? You were like, he might do it for like 30
Swedish
cents a week.
Crowns. And he comes in with, you know, let's do six, he, like, heaps casual, like, let's do 1600. I'll just pull it out of my ass, shall
I? I thought you were joking.
Now, I was taken back. But there's one person in this room who was ready to throw it down. And her name is Claire Dixon. She's like, fuck it. Fuck it. What? Where is that cat? With the big pregnant belly just coming in. I'll fucking belly flop him, she says. Once again, shut up, cunt. And I...
Do you want to...
No, but you're right. And that's the thing. Because the way I work with money, I never know if my career is going to last another 10 years or another 10 minutes. That's how I've always done it.
That's fair, too.
Because, well, you don't know. Like, you know, I'm not very good.
You should have been a scaffolder, mate.
Should have been a scaffolder.
Should have been a scaffy.
But, yeah, you never know. So you got to put things in place and you got to do all that type of shit. And
Gabe's trying to fuck it all up for you.
And Gabe... Oh, Claire, the rabbit. Does anyone want a rabbit? Fuck me, Dad.
This is...
We talked about this on last week's podcast, but I spent about 35 minutes the other day underneath a car trying to catch a fucking rabbit.
You're a better man than me. I'd have fucking...
And so did pregnant Claire. She was underneath the car as well, laying on the road, like cars zooming past at 60 k's an hour, and she's on the ground going, come here. Come here, Alfred. Just some random rabbit we saw on the side of the road. Now, we are one day away from finding out if it's going to come and live with us, and I'm fucking just not keen. We've got a baby on the way. We've got two fucking rescue dogs. We've got Claire's got to put up with my shit. I've got to put up with her shit. And that's tough. Nah, she's perfect. And
pussy.
I don't know if I want... But, mate, I will not talk shit about my partner. Like, I'm not like you and Jesse, all right? I know how you were carrying on at that other pub we were at. Not cool.
Fucking... She's got to make smoko when she's told, mate. It's fucking... I didn't go to that brothel, babe. It was a joke.
You didn't.
I didn't go to the.
You didn't do the Jesse joke. We got. You got a joke about beating up your beautiful partner.
No.
He does.
I do. It's for another night.
It's a good bit. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to this club here. You should come back. The open mic.
Yeah,
night
fucking shout out Newcastle Comedy Club. It's rules.
Fucking oath. Shout fuck out yeah to the boys here.
Elliot, James, all the boys. These fucking rules.
They've made an amazing venue. If you're in Newcastle, come on in.
They do an open mic on Tuesday.
They do open mics. They do a lot of different shows. And, you know, obviously I'm a big deal, so I'm at the Civic. But... it's good to be here.
It's good to just do something for the little guy.
So I don't know if you know my brother Darcy is my height. He's fucking giant. He's like he's 19 or whatever he is. Big dude, 115 kilos. And in that toilet in there, the men's toilet here, I assume it's him, has written Butterfield up there. And some other cunt's drunk, like run up there and written loves cum. So I... How do you fucking...
To be fair, you do love cum. You like, fucking love cum.
Not that I like cum, but you love that it. I love you cum. You love like, cum. Love is a love strong word.
Yeah. Boys.
Do I...
It could be time for some Q&As. Some hot takes.
Can I do a toilet?
You want to do... Can we do a toilet break and then do...
I'm just going to go for a week.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You fucking love cum.
Do what? I'm just going to go suck
you,
some
you
cum.
You love cum.
I'm just going to go have a cum break.
Fuck you, no, love cum.
Do what we do when I do a toilet break at my studio and right just have a terrible conversation.
I do impressions of him when he goes. I go,
can I see?
Ladies and gentlemen, the butts man here. I just do like butty impressions. Yeah.
Well, all you're missing is the hairline and yeah, you know, the
money and talent and yeah fucking. Yeah, nah, it's good. It's what's been happening, mate, anyway.
tough. I mean, I'm going to say I did enjoy your Brett Finch take earlier.
Blue. Shout out Finchie.
Shout out to Finchie.
Pray for Finchie.
It was telling when he got done on the dark web.
Yeah.
That not many media outlets covered it, Bluey.
It's where the best drugs come from, is the dark web.
Is it? You know, first hand.
Yeah. I do. They work their way from the dark web to Mayfield and then Mod Pocket.
Well, I do agree that Finchie's got to be up there with the biggest scandals.
What's your favourite rugby league scandal? Because there's... Fucking, there's one a week. Ponga. What about Ponga?
I don't think he's got an interview
to
suck a dick in
the
toilet.
Yeah.
I'm going to... That's the smartest thing you've said all night.
100%.
You know what? I think Ponga was doing blow. I think he was. 100%.
I reckon, hands down, my favourite is got to be Kurt Capewell doing a glory hole. I mean... It does not get better than that.
Have you seen that video?
That is fucking gay. That's gay.
No, literally. I'm going to disagree on that one. I'm going to disagree.
No, but he got... Now, actually, serious question. He got his dick sucked.
Yeah.
He didn't suck anyone's dick.
There's nothing gay about getting your dick sucked. You're gay for sucking my dick.
If he was aware of it, it's gay, though.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, Kurt Capewell plays for the Broncos.
Yeah.
He's at the Broncos. Yeah.
And he was in a male porno with other men, which is great. And if you ever stumbled across gay porn, you just thought, poor boys, reel it in.
You know when the data's low and you're like, fuck, I can't afford to go anywhere else. I'll just get it done here.
I think about the things that I've jerked off over the years. Like it started off with like the Kmart magazines and all that type of shit and the bras and undies. And now, what? What?
But just say both our partners are up the back just going, you fucking what? Gay cunts.
What? What'd you say, Diggy? Sorry, Big W, all right?
The catalogue, you know?
It's a catalogue.
Dix is pretty sensitive when it comes to
you're
Kmart.
You're splitting hairs.
So you start off jerking off over Big W catalogues.
And just to be clear, the adult... the adults. Just to be clear, it's from Clive.
It wasn't Pumpkin Patch.
Yeah. So you start off with Baby Bunting. And but now, unless like there's an asshole gaping, I can't even get hard. It's terrible.
It's a slippery slope, the old fucking red tube.
Isn't it? It is. It's like, have you ever looked at your like what you've searched?
No.
Like it comes up and it's like huge gaping asshole compilation. You're like, Jesus Christ!
It's scary when you need compilations.
Like, oh, you need compilations.
One like is not enough.
It's got, but that's that TikTok generation. You need that quick dopamine hit. It's got to be asshole after asshole. Eventually, if you look at the one asshole for too long, it's just like, ah, oh, yuck. That's disgraceful. Hit me with an Asian one.
That'd be a good game. Do you reckon you could pick ethnicities on their assholes? Like if you.
I mean, I could.
You could. I know you could. Should we do some? It's top.
Well, I don't want this. I'm not even going to say that.
Should we do some hot takes? Have you guys all given us a couple of hot takes in the box?
Do we know what hot takes are?
Explain the hot take.
Explain.
For those that don't know, hot takes is a segment that we paid $1,600 for Gabe to come up with. And he fucking nailed it, to be fair. So basically, the game is, you guys or whoever, a lot of good ones come from you guys, but it's a take that is fucking outrageous.
An idea, a thought, a belief. A belief, yeah.
And it's out of control and it's ridiculous and...
But
I'm
going to
read one.
You have to agree with it. You have to agree with it.
So I'm going to take one out for John. He's going to have to go. He's going to do Butsy, and Butsy will do me.
And then we're going to do the hot. And then we're going to do the hot takes as well.
I'm going to say it. That's
and then we'll keep the podcast going. And if it goes good, we'll keep going. If it goes shit, we'll fucking move on.
All right. These are all submitted in by Patreon members. Some here tonight. Some on Patreon itself. All right. All right, so
this is for John.
Should John be reading this out?
And then, I'll read it out for John.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I think he should read it out. He reads out exactly the hot take, and then he says, "And here's why."
Okay. Yeah, that's not that funny, but we can. It'll be all right. I think we can do better.
This is very weak.
Yeah, that's gay. Let's do another one. Yeah.
That's shit.
Do you want to tell him what it was?
It said tax single mums.
Yeah, this one's good. Okay. I like this one. And I'm on board with this too.
Maximize the wage gap.
Yeah.
Right?
Why, John? Why?
Let me tell
you. You got to do a minute.
Let me tell you why we should maximize the wage gap. When we're talking about skill level, there's a clear discrepancy between male intelligence and female. Now, when you can operate it in the operating theater, you're going to opt for a switched on Asian fellow that's been. Gearing up to do this his whole life, or a woman that's just come off her period and said, "Listen, I know this is life-threatening surgery, but I'm just gonna need some time here because I'm struggling at home." You know what I mean? There's emotional imbalances between this Asian surgeon does have nothing to worry about except his job and providing for his family. Mm. The women, look. And that's just one of many reasons. That's just one of many reasons. Let's go into actual earnings.
Yeah, keep going.
You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Okay.
I feel like you may have... Let's this get could be your hot take. I don't think it's that hot. I think this is just your take.
No, this is a hot take.
Or John's takes.
I think you're going to turn Robbie Farah around. No. I think he's going to come back to you.
Well, if you allow me to elaborate. Okay.
Go on.
Okay. Women's sport. Okay.
Big fan.
Now, you cannot tell me that the Diamonds, the netball team, are going to get $15 million for a sponsorship from anyone else. Now, Dan Andrews has come across and said, yep, here's 15 mil.
He saved the day.
He's saved the day. He's a saviour. Well, I'm telling you, I'm sure it's about $3 million to get a rugby league jersey sponsor for men. Now, you're going to look at... Now, I know I'm getting a bit off topic here, but...
No, get off your chest,
mate. The Jews,
this is good.
The Jews, all right?
No one's going to look at the netball team and see Vic Tourism on there and go, you know what, I want to go see Victoria and the Melbourne graffiti. You know what I mean? So they don't attract enough eyes in the sporting genre. The men is where it's at. It's a more entertaining game. It's more physical. That's rugby league and probably across the board. And I'll say that in fighting too. They're better fighters. Would you agree?
Mate, this is not my hot take.
I know. I'm just saying I could go Ronda Rousey. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's not the hot. I'm on board with everything you said. That's fucking silky.
Is this reasonable takes?
This is just takes.
Let me pick one out. Am I
picking up? John, do one for you, and you do one for me. Right.
Do you want me to read it out, or do you?
Guys, round of applause for John.
Yeah, fucking hell. That.
And women's sport.
This is from Ryan Keft. Actually, no, this is me. Terrorism is actually a good thing, and I'll tell you why. There's something in life that we'll all learn is that the flight and fight response is sometimes dormant in many people. And it's good to be on your toes. You see, we don't want to be alert. We don't want to be alarmed, but we need to be ready to act if we see anyone that's brown. And I say this as, like, this is respectful. Ah! I say this. Terrorism is a great thing. It brings the world to their knees. It brings us closer to some of our favorite things, like the top of the World Trade Center to the floor. It really... Sounds like someone said fucking nerd then.
That was fucking served, yeah.
Fuck. I thought you said fucking nerd. No, big fans. And you know what? As someone with a beard, I am a terrorist sympathizer. Some would say that there's been many great terrorists throughout history.
Who's your top three?
Jesus, Muhammad, and Diana, Princess of Wales. She tried to take that bridge down. She failed, but she tried. And that's all that matters.
Quality. We can't post this shit anywhere. This is fucking...
Is this Patreon exclusive?
You got to read it.
Why won't you read it?
I don't know. I'll read it.
That's the fun part. Is That's true. Scaffolders.
Yeah, this dumb scaffolder. George Pell has every right to fuck kids. That's from Bo, and here's why George Pell has every right to fuck kids.
Can you read what it said on there, though?
It's from Bo. Oh, yeah. Oh. George Pell has every right to fuck kids because it's a free country. And, I mean, I don't want anyone's rights infringed on anywhere. We all saw what happened over COVID. They're just trying to take more and more. First it's... You know firsthand.
I do.
You're going through court because they're trying to take our rights away.
Yeah.
And if they stop our right to fuck kids...
What's next?
What's next?
What's next, Josh?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
free Finchie.
If George Pell... Exactly. they fucking... First it was George Pell and it's Brett Finch. It's like kids aren't fucking allowed to get fucked anymore. What's going on? Honestly, that's ridiculous, Bo. Where's Bo? Is Bo here?
Hey, Bo.
Fuck you, Bo. That's fuck. Fuck you. I'm just kidding, Bo. Kids are hot. That's nice.
Bo's trying to come up with his defense for next week.
Bo knows.
Should we do it? Should we get Gabe to do one?
Up here, Gabe, you fucking money grabber.
Come on, Gabe.
Round of applause for Gabe, ladies and gentlemen.
Earn your worth, son.
I would get Claire to do one, but I'm seriously worried she'd go on some mad fucking like racial rant. Oh, I know
Claire
you,
will do
young
a John Deere and just won't stop.
Here's why Abby Chatfield is a better match for Butts Mine than Dixon.
Wow. That is a great hot take.
Be very careful, cunt.
Wow. Look.
Yeah. Look at him, he's not laughing either.
This is my fucking boss up here, fuck.
Don't be a pussy,
words,
bro.
Look, this is why Abby Chatfield is a better match for Butchman than Dixon. Dixon, love you to bitch. You've been nothing but nice to me since we've met.
Did you call her a bitch then?
No. You're painted on cunt, fuck. Here's why that Chatfield's a better match. She's a media personality. Isaac's got a bit of a media personality himself. And I don't imagine that Chatfield would be begging the cunt to take a rabbit home. That's all I got.
Sack him.
He made some sound points.
Gabe, ladies and gentlemen. Should Dixon have one? Diggy?
Diggy!
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome to the stage my beautiful wife. It's Claire Butterfield, ladies
Claire
and gentlemen.
Claire Butterfield! Dicky,
it is up. It is up. Here you go. Take it easy.
He's my friend.
Is he?
Yeah, I spoke to his son on the phone. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay. Fuck.
Into the mic, Claire.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Where the fuck are you going?
Why are you down there?
I've reversed
it. Oh, right. Drink spiking should be legal.
I I mean, yes.
Yes, it should, for many reasons. Not everyone is attractive. Not everyone has a fair chance out there. And everyone deserves love, and sometimes you have to go that extra mile. And if that means sprinkling something into your friend's gin and tonic to get your dick sucked, I think you should be allowed to do it. Thank you.
Claire Dixon, ladies and gentlemen. Claire Butterfield. Yes.
Well done. Fucking oath.
That's how you guys met, isn't it?
She spiked me. It was weird.
Have we... Gabe, have we got it? It's time to... We're at this fucking thing up.
Yeah, you got to be somewhere.
You want to get fucked up.
Nah, fair. All right, we're going to do some Q&As and then we're all going to have a drink at the bar and enjoy ourselves here tonight.
There's only two in here. Do you want to do...
There's only two in here?
I don't think
they're both from Gabe.
I don't think anyone knew what Q&A meant. Query.
All right, so we'll also, if you got a question, let us know and Gabe will come over with the microphone.
Gabe will take the mic out. Anyone got any questions? Just throw your hand up, Gabe. We'll bring the mic over to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, big fella. What do you got? Just fucking yell it out.
Gabe, come over here and get the microphone.
No, I don't think the cord's long enough.
Just bring him up, bring him up the front.
Yeah, just
tell him to come up and give him the mic.
Fucking Jesus. You've got a fucking idiot up there and a scaffolder. Just yell it out. All right, here we go.
1600 a week.
Hey, bruh. How are you, man? Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you, too.
Oh, hey! It's Drewy.
So my question to you is, Bluey, why did you use Jesse as an excuse to dog 50Ks on the walk?
Okay, so can we give some context to this conversation?
So I'll allow me. So Drewy, big fan of the podcast. And,
come on into the
and
you deserve it.
And also, yeah, get up here, cunt. You fucking gobbed off now. You get up here. You've shot your mouth off, mate. You're fucked up now. So
there's plenty of that.
Drewy, obviously supporter of the show, also for some reason a Gold Coast Titans fan. So I know, fucking hilarious. So midway through the footy season, Drewy's messaged me and gone, I'll take you on for a carton when the Knights play the Titans. And I was like, duh, cunt, you're an idiot, obviously. Knights pump the Titans, carton, see you later. So this next round comes around, Knights obviously, as they do, started going like fucking bastards.
Choked.
They suck. And Drewy goes, he could smell blood in the water, and he took me on again. But he goes, Drewy did a charity walk, so it was you did a fucking absurd
Friday
amount of walking.
85K, so I was busted.
100, yeah. Shout out Drewy, and he was raising money.
And 185K.
Let me finish.
85. That's still a lot. Like that's fucking incredible.
So Drewy said, instead of a carton, you just come, if the Titans beat the Knights, you come for 50Ks with me. And I said, fuck yeah. Obviously knowing that the Knights would lose, but I knew 50K walk was, I thought 50K walk wasn't that big a deal. I started crunching the numbers. I was like.
In what world is that not a big deal? If you're a starving African child,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And as it got closer and closer, I was like, I'm fucked up massively here. This is fucked up. So
Isaac, get me beer.
This is fucking Drew's podcast now,
thank
baby.
You.
Drew's cool, and he said, you gotta come do this walk. But I got fucked up the night before. I got fucking paro, and we've done this walk, and I actually did. I had to go to a first birthday of one of your mates on that day, didn't I? Second birthday. I don't give a fuck. I was there. I did have to do that. And I was fucking hungover. And I did do fucking about 12 Ks with you. And you didn't even fucking finish the walk yourself, cunt. So don't you fucking get on your high horse. You didn't even fucking finish it.
You're still claiming 85?
Yeah, fucking knows. How many times does 12 Ks go into 85, though?
That's a good question.
How's your fucking math?
I don't know. I don't know. Seven. I don't know.
Okay. So what? Who were you trying to raise money for?
Yeah, shout them out.
So the two charities I raised money for, one was the Polish Man Foundation. The other was the Building Better Humans Project. Building Better Humans Project
is... No.
Turning women into men, better humans.
Yeah.
fucking said it.
Actually, it's a kids' charity.
Oh. Now it's not funny anymore.
Takes kids aged 11 to 17, boys and girls. So no discrimination there, Bluey. He, him.
Damn.
They, them. ZZ.
What do they do with them?
Take them on adventure.
They go to... This week we're going to George Pell's house. Fucking very, very ordinary adventure.
Oh, we just got back from Jeffrey's Island.
Yeah.
Well, I think... Are you going to try to attempt it again?
Yeah. Go on.
Next thing is July 3rd, I think it is next year, I'm running the Gold Coast Marathon with my best mate based on the Gold Coast. So I know you've got...
Based. That is a fucking... That. Based on the Gold Coast is a fucking shit name.
Good one, Josh. So my offer to you is... Come run the Gold Coast Marathon. You like running 5Ks here and there. Ooh. Come do 42.2.
Well,
we actually said...
You fucking asshole.
After you pussied out of your own walk...
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to run a marathon. How about you finish one of the races? You fucking him, set.
After you done half a job on your last one, me and him said, whatever, you didn't finish it.
Why don't we redo the 84Ks? 80, is that what I said? 84?
Yeah, I did 85, right? You ripped me off.
Well, you didn't do... Well, you did 35. JBK, you'd be keen.
I'll walk it.
I'll walk it. I'm not running it either.
No, we're not going to run it. We'll walk it. Why don't we set a date, preferably before the baby's born, right, Claire? We set a date, we raise some money, and we all do it as a big team.
Yeah, let's go.
I think so. And I reckon we can do it. I think if we plan it correctly, I think we can fucking walk 85 Ks.
Fucking mate, piss that in. That's easy.
I'll do 84 and a half.
It's got to be non-stop, no sleep.
Oh, mate, I got no sleep.
How long is this going to take? What do you say? Is it
can we do bags on this walk?
Providing I don't tear a calf again.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Calm down, Lordy, you fucking terrace rat.
How did you tear a calf walking?
130 kilos, Isaac.
Sounds like a lot of your problem.
Yeah.
Nah, big shout.
Drew, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it, Drew. Let's do it, all right? I think we should do that, and I think we should raise some cash. I think it'd be
you are fun. All about raising cash.
I'm all about raising cash. I've got to pay off that home loan.
Anyone else got a question they want to come up? Any other charity cases want to come up here?
Anyone else pleading for money? Yeah, what do you got, big fella? Just shout come it up, out.
Shout it out. You've been doing it the whole show. No, give him the mic. Fuck it. Give him the mic.
Let me sit down in my spot. You give him the fucking mic. Oh, Jesus. This is going to end terribly.
Wait. Straight into this thing.
You're freaking out the boys who run the joint with their microphone.
Oh, I better sit back down.
What's the question, young man?
No, real question is so I've done
Dakota Trail.
Yep.
You sound like you've done plenty.
Was that twice or you done it twice?
No, I've done it once.
Okay. Yep. So fuck, how old are you? No, I just meant you did it with the military. I thought
this,
you must
this
have
been segment
like
is
85.
Losing steam quickly.
So yep. The walk is the same distance.
No, so we will do the same distance as the Dakota Trail, and I'll put in 1,000 bucks
per kilometer
done.
How many? How for every kilometer done?
85 grand.
Let's think about these financial decisions.
Have you done any maths on this cunt? Yeah. This is fucking. He's about to the penny's about.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Drop with okay, his gun. He's, go
he's just going to rescind it. I'll donate, I'll donate $5 per kilometre now.
Hang on, 85. Oh, fuck!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, let's do it. You speak for them.
You're CEO.
Do you want to buy some merch or... No, you do. You're good. It's beautiful stuff.
He's merged up.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm very happy to do it. I think we'll film it. I think it'll be fantastic. We'll raise some cash.
I would fucking hope not.
How are you going to make money from it? Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
that's sick.
That.
Let's talk turkey.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Do you want to have a look at the actual questions in the box?
Shoot, yeah.
There wasn't there too?
This segment lost steam quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better fucking absolutely ragged all this tablecloth too.
Oh, okay. Thanks for opening it. What dog do you have in race 7 chapter? Your mother.
All right, this is our last Q&A. We'll probably wrap this cunt up. What do you reckon?
You really got to get home, don't you?
Oh, fucking.
Yeah, okay, okay. What you got? Get your glasses out, yo.
No, this is like someone's written a fucking novel here. This
really
better be good. This is a fucking...
How about you
We hear references here and now of Butt's taste in heavy metal, but I don't think a band has been named... Full stop. As a fellow metalhead, what three bands do you enjoy most? Regards, Ryan.
Is Ryan here?
Yeah.
Are you? Hey,
Ryan. That's a little bit wordy, mate. You could have fucking... That could have been... What's your favorite?
Top three.
Top three metal bands. Four words, cunt. Fuck me.
Well, what defines metal?
It must just be these metal books.
Just give him what he wants. What are you fucking doing?
Okay. I like, this is my favorite. We talked about this yesterday. I love Viking metal. That is my shtick. I have a playlist that it's on. In what world is Viking metal gay?
Like, it's fucking pretty gay, bro.
Mate. I'll be in there doing bicep curls and they're singing about fighting Nazis. I don't know what you get up to, mate. But I don't know what the fucking names are. Sabotron's good. There you go. There's one.
I like metal. I do like metal.
Oh, what bands do you like?
I like.
Where do they come from? What's your favourite album? You don't know.
I think that's a good way
fuck
to end this
off.
Podcast.
What's his name?
Louis.
No, the other one. Ryan. Fuck off, Ryan. Are you drinking tonight, Ryan? Drive home, you cunt.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Cancel Me Now podcast, episode 50, and thank you very much to our Patreon people for being here tonight. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for JonBenet Ramsey. Thanks, bro. And the great man, Bluey Nielsen. My name's Isaac Butterfield. Be a good motherfucker. Peace to the Middle East. Me, Dick Stinks. Toodle-wah-wah. Good night. Bye.
Yeah!